Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Tuesday, which means it's Giving Tuesday here on News Radio WRVA, our opportunity to give back to the community with some of our airtime here on the radio station, inviting charities and not-for-profits to come on and tell us about their organizations and what they're doing in the community, all the people they're helping. And, you know, I talk about my family a lot, but I try not to, you know, hog the time. So I've debated whether to invite this group on because this is kind of personal. I get a little emotional about it, too. Alpha-1 antitrypsin disorder is a genetic disease. You may or may not have heard about it, but it's something that my family's been living with for almost 20 years now. My mom has it, and it's rough. Slowly, she is losing the capacity to breathe, and that's pretty awful when you watch somebody in your family suffer that way. Well, Pam Vanscoy is one of the ladies who has been super helpful for us and our family as we deal with this, and she's with the Alpha-1 Foundation here in Richmond. And Pam, I really appreciate you coming on the air to talk about Alpha-1 and illuminate. What is Alpha-1 for folks who haven't ever heard of it before? I think it's growing. People are beginning to hear about it. But what's the 30 seconds on what Alpha-1 is?
Thank you, John. Alpha-1 is a genetic condition that can affect the lungs, the liver, or the skin.
And so, truly, a few decades ago, we wouldn't have had any idea what was causing someone to lose the capacity to breathe. We probably would have just said it's emphysema. Even if they didn't smoke, it's like, you know, what's causing this? But now we can map the genetics and see how it's impacting people.
Exactly. It was first given in 1963, and it's only been the last 20 or 30 years that they've developed treatments for the lungs for people that are affected by Alpha-1.
What are the treatments? I know mom goes once a week, and like chemo, she sits for hours and is given an infusion to try to fight the deterioration of her lungs. It's pretty brutal on her, and it's not pleasant to see, but at least it's, we think, held off the deterioration of her lungs so that she can still move around without being on an oxygen tank, and she's still relatively active. But what can be done to battle not just the lung issue, but the liver issue and the like?
Well, the treatment that is the actual treatment that we have besides a transplant. My son had a liver transplant, and some people do have lung transplants. But my opinion is the best thing is to get people diagnosed early so that they can do steps to prevent having issues with Alpha-1, to prevent smoking, alcohol, drugs, things that will really adversely affect their health more than the average person.
Well, how do you get diagnosed? I mean, mom never smoked. So when she started having trouble breathing, we were all very surprised by that. But and you know, there's this fear that you go and get a genetic test and suddenly you worry you're going to get dumped by your insurance, or maybe if it becomes widely known, that maybe an employer will say, you know, they're not supposed to do this, I guess, but we don't want somebody who's going to break the bank medically. How do you find out whether you're impacted by this?
Well, there is a free confidential test that you can obtain from the Alpha-1 Foundation. And if you visit their website, alpha1.org, they can give you information about that testing. The blood test, and anyone who has lung disease or liver disease, should be tested for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me about what's happening in the Richmond area and how many people are impacted by this in Richmond and in Central Virginia. It seems like every time I go to one of the walks, like the event you had a couple of Saturdays ago, the numbers just keep growing, which is affirming but also distressing at the same time.
Yes, more and more people are getting diagnosed, which is, as you say, a good thing and a bad thing. Mm-hmm. We want them to be diagnosed so they can get help or treatment and support. We have a support group that meets quarterly in Richmond, and information about that can also be found online. And then, as you mentioned, we have the Hero Walk once a year, and all the money that we raise goes towards research. And the Alpha One Foundation is a great resource for if you want to find out what's going on in the research world. They are doing so much research, and there really is hope that there will be a cure one day soon.
That's interesting. What do you mean when you say a cure? Because, you know, genetic issues, it's difficult to go back and re-engineer that. So where is the research taking people?
Well, right now they are researching, they're doing a lot of different things with the liver because it actually begins in the liver. Hmm. So the thinking of a lot of scientists is that if they can cure it in the liver, then that will, you know, affect the people who won't have lung problems. So it's really interesting. If you ever have time to go in and just read the articles online about the different kinds of research they're doing.
I'm always talking to people about this when they go to get their annual physical. Is this the kind of thing that most doctors know about and you can bring it up in your physical and say, hey, you know, I heard the guys talking about it on the radio. Is this something I need to be concerned about?
Well, it would be nice if most doctors knew about it, but from what I've heard from many people, it takes about 7 years to be properly diagnosed from the first time they have problems. So
why? Because doctors kind of blow it off and think it may just be you're out of shape or...
Right. Yeah, that's one thing. Learn a lot about Alpha One in medical school. It's a very small, you know, there's so many conditions that they learn about.
Sure, yeah.
So it's definitely something that you can bring up at your physical and ask for the blood test, or you can go online and get the free test from the Alpha One Foundation if you want to keep it confidential.
Yeah. Well, it is something that I wanted to put on people's radar screen. Pam Vanskoy, and the folks at the Alpha One Foundation headquartered here in Richmond have been great with my family, so I wanted to take the opportunity to publicly thank you for the support that you've offered to my mom, Judy, and to my dad to try to understand it, and for my sister and I to feel like somebody's fighting for us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, John, and I also want to mention that we do have a page on Facebook, Alpha One Support Group of Virginia, and we have the Alpha One Hero Walk of Virginia also on there. If anyone wants to go on there to contact me, I'd be happy to talk to them about it.
Pam Vanskoy, it's alphaone.org if you want more information, and if you're so moved to you know, keep track of this and offer a donation when the next walk comes around next year, or if you want to check in on the research, alphaone.org. Thanks, Pam. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.